With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Christians in California are collecting supplies and delivering sandbags while grappling with both the historic snowfall and incoming heavy rains. North Parkway Baptist Church didn't experience the snow levels others did, but Pastor Sal Martinez and others became aware of the conditions less than 30 minutes away in the San Bernardino Mountains. Officials are investigating 13 deaths in the region to see how many are linked to the powerful storm. The battle over the abortion pill is escalating in some states. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced March 8 the state would rescind its planned renewal of a $54 million contract with Walgreens after the pharmacy chain decided not to dispense the drug in retail stores or by mail in 21 states. A day later, New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James wrote Walgreens and two other major drugstore chains, CVS and Rite Aid, to ask them to commit to distribute the abortion pill in stores and by mail in the state. Walgreens, the country's second largest pharmacy chain, recently informed the attorneys general of 21 states that they won't sell the abortion drug in retail stores or by mail in their states. This includes some states where abortion and the drug are currently legal. The attorneys general in those states warned Walgreens and CVS in early February they would violate the law if they sell abortion pills through the mail.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Mark Dance offers suggestions for churches searching for a new pastor. First, he says, communicate consistently. He says, from the moment candidates submit their names or resumes for consideration, the church takes a prolific part of both their and their spouse's attention. Not a day goes by that each candidate is not prayerfully considering God's will for their ministries and for their families. He encourages the search team to not allow weeks to go by without communicating with each candidate who has reached out to them. The second thing he says is that they should not wait to talk about money. Though it's awkward, Dan says it's important for pastoral candidates to have an understanding of what the church can offer to provide for the pastor and his family. And then third, he says don't avoid personal questions. He encourages search teams to ask the hard questions about a pastoral candidate, even if they're personal. You can find that full piece at baptistpress.com.